flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. Thanks to our sponsors at Manscaped, you can trim those holes safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers, y'all. Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, have an exclusive offer for the Thomas Island audience. If you use our code, TAMA, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Join the 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They're here to make sure your balls are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. Manscaped has all the tools to get you spring ready. Have you heard about the Weed Whacker? It's a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. There's no more gross nose hairs flying off into the wind. Plus, the premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor and a 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Manscaped is making it easier than ever to whack your weeds and also to make sure that you have the most confidence while also providing hygiene. Speaking of incredible hygiene, Manscaped has formulations to keep you fresh and ready for everything that comes your way all day. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. It's starting to get hot outside, and this is crucial for your balls to stop sticking to your leg. I use it. It's great, especially as the summertime gets swampier. If you go to manscaped.com right now and use the code TAMA, you'll get 20% off and free shipping. That's right, use the code TAMA for free shipping and 20% off at manscaped.com. Manscaped, shave your balls.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He is a gorilla of destiny, a Bullet Club OG, continuing on the legacy of the most feared name in all of wrestling. From Tonga to Japan to America, you are now entering Thomas Island. With your host, the babyface heel, Tama Tonga.
Oh, we're live, folks. We are live. We are live here on the one, the only, the seven-time IWGP Tag Team Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Oh, there we go. I got to unmute him. He's unmuted.
I'm unmuted. Let me loose. Unmute me, Ma. Come on. Let's do this.
You unmuted, baby. There's a lot that's been going on lately. There's been a lot that's happening here.
Let's cover the obvious seven-time IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Champions of the world.
Yep.
That's right. The most recognizable tag team champions in all of the history.
Let me start that over. You're seven-time IWGP Tag Team Champion. You're the 2020 World Tag League winner. You're the best friend that the Iron Fingers of Doom have ever had. And quite frankly, over the past like week, it seems that more and more people are taking up. Oh, there they are, the Iron Fingers. It seems more and more people are taking up a little rent-free space in their head for the one, the only Tama Tonga. Tama, what has been going on lately? It's been a crazy 2021 for you. How are you? How are the Iron Fingers?
Man, me and Iron Fingers is kicking it back. We just got back from vacation. The best vacation Iron Fingers ever had in his whole entire career in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Man, I'm telling you, when you're in Bullet Club, we treat you good. In the real Bullet Club, we're in the real Bullet Club, like Iron Fingers here. I'm about to make him a member here. He's going to be the first recruit for Bullet Club this year. I will. Still got a few more tests I got to put him through, but all together, man, my man here loves it. loves it. I'm going to rename him yet, but I haven't come up with a name. I need people to come in, chime in on what the new name of Iron Fingers should be, man.
Ooh, I like Iron that.
Anymore. We need a new name for Iron Fingers from hell, man, because you're not in Bullet Club. We're about to christen you. New life, new name, new everything, man. I need names. Drop some names, man.
He's opening it up to the island, folks. Head on into that chat over on Twitch. Let us know what you think the Iron Fingers of Doom need to be renamed.
But hey. Iron Fingers from Hell.
Iron Fingers from Hell. I'm sorry. Iron Fingers from Hell. It's been a very. I got a lot of stuff that I'm juggling around in my brain, as I'm sure you are as well. Because I mean, let's cut right to the chase. This past Saturday, Impact Wrestling, Hard to Kill, the Good Brothers, Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and as well Kenny Omega. They showing up not only in the Impact Zone on a Impact pay-per-view, they're showing up in Bullet Club gear. Kenny Omega wearing a Halloween Bullet Club shirt. I believe Carl Anderson had a hoodie, and Luke Gallows was just head to toe in Bullet Club gear. I mean, what do you think of this this shootout, so to speak?
I'm going to start with the facts, man. I'm going to cover everything that I saw first thing. See, I was in the air coming to Japan, minding my own damn business, and these ruggedy ass bootleg club here want to test the fire. They want to come check out the smoke, man. All right, let's do this. First of all, man, they can't even get on the same page, huh? We got Kenny Omega coming up in a pumpkin patch Bullet Club shirt, right? From how many years ago?
It was a throwback, yeah.
Oh, man. If I was Dave Meltzer, I would have given the shirt 5 stars and given Kenny Omega 2 stars because his tanning was damn more orange than a damn pumpkin, man. Who taught you how to tan, bro? Huh? Damn. You need to stop using that maple syrup as tanning, because that's not it, bro. That's not it. All right? And let me tell you something, Carl Anderson. Nice sweatshirt, man. I like it. I'll give you props because you're an OG, right? Right? But I'm going to correct everybody that's been saying, oh, he's like OG. He still got to say, are y'all fucking crazy? Are y'all fucking out of your mind? Huh? Oh, he's an OG. What the hell? You haven't been in the group for 5 fucking years, bro. You've gone on to greener pastures, huh? You don't have no say no more in Bullet Club. You no longer claim Bullet Club. You were the OC. You were the Bulletproof. You were Bullet Brigade. You were the Bullet Nobody Cares. You were this. You were that. How many goddamn times you gonna try, dog? It ain't gonna work, all right? When you ain't got the heart and soul in it, it's just bullshit. Come on now, man. I don't care if you're an OG, huh? You're off in the wind now, bro. You're written off. The only OGs that matter right now is Bad Luck Fale and the good bad guy, Tama Tonga. That's it, man. Prince David got no say. AJ Styles got no say. Kenny Omega damn sure ain't got no motherfucking say and motherfucking nothing, all right? Get your non-tanning ass out of here. All right, and Gallows, man, that's fucked up, bro. You know what's fucked up, Gallows? It's fucked up that Carl Anderson and a guy named Kenny Omega didn't tell you the joke, bro. The joke is you get old shit to wear, not spend all that money on new goddamn gear. How you gonna be the only one that spent money on new goddamn gear, bro? Huh? Come on, Gallows, bro. But you know what? I can't blame Gallows because he probably sold all his old shit, man. You know, it's a hustle. That's where I learned my hustle from. But Gallows, man, they didn't let you in on the joke, bro. I'm sorry. You had to blow all that damn money on new Bullet Club gear. And you're not even Bullet Club. Damn. I would take every single one of y'all dumbasses to Bullet Club court. You remember that? Ooh. But you're not in Bullet Club. So, you know, it'll be fair if we take you to a bootleg Bullet Club court. That'll be better, right? That'll be better. I would like that, man. And let the fans decide what your penance should be.
Ooh, I like it. Open it up to y'all. What do you think the punishment should be for the Good Brothers? What should the punishment be for Kenny Omega? Because this, I mean, let's face it. Kenny Omega, y'all were able to really make your feelings clear while he was still in New Japan. Y'all, the firing squad definitely sent Kenny Omega a message back in San Francisco. But with Anderson and Gallows, it feels like there was always that room there. There was always a maybe a place for them to come back if, when, however, they were never quite kicked out, let's say, in the way that Omega or Styles were.
It would have been all gravy, man. It would have been all gravy if it came back to Japan. It would have been a big-ass reunion. I would have thrown a party. I would have gotten like 900 sponsors all over the place. We would have thrown out everything for these guys, man. You sold out to the one team that we kicked out. How are you going to have a reunion with guys that got kicked out? What kind of shit is that, bro? What kind of shit is that? That's the dumbest, stupidest shit I ever heard, bro. Ah, dang, man. Y'all can't get any dumber than that, man. But I expect that. I expected you guys to play that stupid card, man. I expected that. Come on. You can do better than that. Carl Schmanderson. Huh? Luke Schmallows. Come on, man.
It's definitely, I mean, it definitely feels like this was a line drawn in the sand. I mean, if there's anything the past few months have proven, is that New Japan can get people from America into Japan. I mean, you're in Japan right now. If they wanted to get the Good Brothers, if the Good Brothers were going to be coming to Japan, they could have made that happen. But it feels like, do you think they maybe took the easy way, going Impact, going AEW, stay in America?
Of course. Once a sellout, always a sellout. And I'll never forget that right there, because they always about that quick buck, man. Never holding off, knowing the right time to pull the trigger. You guys, man, bunch of click, 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 click. No bang, man. Nothing. If you guys think that you guys, the too sweet that's heard around the world, fuck all that nonsense, man. That stupid ass fuckery. Are you kidding me, man? This shit's whack anyway, man. Shit. We done moved on, man.
Thomas Island listeners, let's be realistic. You didn't have a whole lot of choice when it came to your internet service provider. A lot of us are under the thumb of a monopoly or a duopoly, but either way, the sad truth is choices are limited. And when choices are limited, internet service providers can take advantage of you. I'm talking about data caps, I'm talking about streaming throttles, the list just goes on. But worst of all, many ISPs can log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies, even advertisers. To prevent ISPs from seeing my internet activity, I protect all of my devices with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. Just think of how much of your life is on the internet. Every site you visit, every video you watch, every message you send is tracked by an ISP or another tech giant, and it can then be sold for a profit. The reason I use ExpressVPN is because it's simple and it's easy, and it's the best way to hide your online activity from your internet service provider. Just download the app, tap one button, and you're protected. And ExpressVPN does all of this without slowing your connection. That's why it's the number one rated VPN service by CNET and Wired. Stop handing over your personal information to your internet service provider and to the other tech giants that just mine your activity and sell it. Protect yourself with the VPN I trust to keep me private online. Visit expressvpn.com/Tama. That's expressvpn.com/TAMA to get 3 extra months for free. That's right. If you go to expressvpn.com/Tama right now, you can learn more, you can get 3 months free, and you can keep yourself safe.
Moved on from the two. I mean, it seems like you've moved on just in time. There was a report earlier today. It's looking like they're trying to trademark Too Sweet for merchandising in the name of maybe getting in on y'all's.
Hey, I don't care. We're not using Too Sweet. By all means, go ahead and take it. I would get the company to come in and cease and desist your bitch asses. Ooh. But I ain't no snitch. Like your little hoe asses, man. I ain't no snitch like you hoe muffins out there. So, now you go ahead, man.
Oh, but Tama, they're spreading Bullet Club. They're spreading all over the world. Shut the hell up.
What the hell you all talking about, man? What the hell? They all talking that bullshit.
Tama, he's spreading it in America. He's just jealous.
Shut the hell up. Ain't nobody jealous of shit, squat, dick, nothing. Ugh. You fans make me sick, man. Don't know shit from squat. Ugh. Look, the only people they're advertising is themselves, not Bullet Club. And you all should have known that when they did the whole Elite thing. Oh, the Elite made Bullet Club more famous. Bitch, The Elite made the Elite more famous, not the Bullet Club. That's how they were able to go on. They used Bullet Club to go on and do their other shit. They used us as a platform. Let's not forget that bullshit. Come on now. Mm-hmm. Come on now. They used us. They used ROH. They used, who else did they use? Huh? I'm going to tell you this right now. Remember this. How you treat people on the way up is how they're going to treat you on the way down. Don't forget that. Don't you all forget that. Look at them struggling right now, man. Struggling so bad, so desperate right now. Let's bring Bullet Club and all the ex-members. Let's go. What kind of dumb shit is that? I've never seen anything so dumb before. Oh. Carl Anderson, I expected more, man. But guess I was wrong. I guess 5 years out there in New York really cluttered your brains up, man. Woo.
I was going to say, because you're talking about all the places he used, they used Ring of Honor, they used New Japan, they used Impact, they used AEW, they even used Thomas Island in a way. I mean, if you go back to the season one premiere of Thomas Island, the way we started this podcast, it wasn't just you and me, it was you, me, Carl Anderson was also hanging out, chilling.
I thought we were good brothers, man. I saw, here's my boys. I was pissed off at WWE. I was pissed off at them for firing my good brothers here on a time, on a pandemic, when people needed help. They're going to let go of my buddies, my brothers. So I said, hey, man, come on in, bro. Let me try to help you out. You know, this is beneficial for both of us. Ah, little I know, man. Little I know. I should have figured known, man. I should have known better. Man. Ah, bullshit, bro. Bullshit. I'm telling you, man, easy money. That's the problem with you. You know, I was going to say you Americans, but I can't say that. A lot of Americans is what's taught out there, man. You guys just hoeing out so quick. So quick, man. You ever seen that? They did a test with kids, man. They put them in a room, put a plate of cookies. They said, two cookies. I said, look, I'm going to leave these cookies right here. I'm going to leave. I'll be gone 15 minutes. If I come back and these cookies are in, you'll get four cookies. Carl Anderson, man, you leave that room, them motherfuckers, eat them cookies up right away, man. Oof. Oh. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Oh, cookie loving ass.
Gotta get those. gotta get those quick cookies. That's what America's about. But man, it definitely feels like there is this kind of, how do I put it? There's this rift going on in America, because it used to be like, it was WWE versus everyone. And now it's WWE versus AEW versus NJPW versus Impact. And now Impact and AEW have this weird kind of alliance that's going on. And it's getting feeling like that, like before World War One or World War Two, when it was just all the alliances seem to be getting a lot of people in trouble now.
Hey, ain't nobody give a fuck about no Impact. Nobody give a fuck about no goddamn Impact, man. Look, let me tell you something, man. I ain't got no problems with WWE. Mm-hmm. I got no problems. If they, you know what? Hey, Hunter, anybody up there, Vince McMahon, hey, anybody, we open for business, man. Mm-hmm. All right? You come take care of me and my peoples, all right? And I'm talking about BC. I'm talking about New Japan. Let's do business, man. Let's do business. I ain't got no beef with y'all. I ain't got no beef like these other cats. All right, building a company just rival you. Nah, we're New Japan, man. We've been here. We were here before all y'all. We've been here. So look, we ain't got no problems. Our gates is wide open. Let's do business. Huh? We got CMLL. We got WWE. What's up, man? What's good? I ain't got no beef with y'all. What I got beef on, everybody knows what I got beef with. I'm bullshit ass.
Omega.
Let's keep on going.
I was gonna say, because I was gonna say, we can talk about the fact that, you know, you've got all of this animosity with Omega and the Good Brothers, but they're not the only ones that seem to be trying to jump all on you this past week.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More recently, it seems, the one former IWGP Intercontinental Champion, former Never Openweight Champion, Michael Elgin, coming out of left field. You're in Japan getting prepared for the back half of the New Beginning Tour. I'm in America just kind of reading through the wrestling news, and all of a sudden, Michael Elgin's got your name in his mouth. And he's talking about how you injured him. You dislocated his shoulder. You only got your push because of your father. And I mean, what is this? What do you think of that, Tama? What do you think of these things Michael Elgin's saying?
Okay. All right. I need to calm a minute because I'm about to blow up on this dude. 3 years, man. That shit happened 3 years ago. 3 years ago. I'm here minding my own business. I got Kenny Omega hitting me from the right. I land, walking about my best. Then all of a sudden, I got Michael Elgin hitting me from the left, man. What the hell? I guess Michael Elgin saw me throwing smoke at everybody and wanted to come in on that too, huh? Mm. All right. That's no problem, Michael Elgin. Look at here. He's pissed off that I hit him with a whole bunch of shots, with the chair shots, right? I was going ham on his punk ass.
Yep.
Hey, number one, I was just doing what I was told to do, all right? And number two, the chair was plastic, Michael Elgin, you fucking bitch. All right? The chair was plastic. And I'm a great worker, man. I take great pride in being a great worker. And you could tell, man, if you're watching, he said I was just swinging like a wild man trying to hurt him and this and that and this and that. Nah, man. Most of the time, if you saw, I put out his arm, right? Held his arm out. I swung at his arm. I hit the damn mat. I was hitting the damn mat. Michael Elgin, you bitch ass. Acting like you got some injury. Hey, hold on. Yeah. Are you bitching to anybody? You had your arm taped already. Mm. Who hurt your arm before that? Are you bitching about that? Are you bitching? Because every time, it seemed like every time you're about to lose, you're all taped up somewhere, man. Every time you're about to take that fall, you're all taped up somewhere. Some bullshit that tape job. Elgin, man, you're the biggest dumb idiot I've ever freaking seen, man. I'm not going to lie. After all this time, I've been standing up for you, man. I just was telling the boys 2 weeks ago that I miss you, man. I miss your stupid-ass, lying-ass stories, bro. It was entertaining. Okay? It was entertaining. And then I was telling the Islanders, Thomas Islanders, just last year when we started this, they were going in on your dumb-ass for whatever dumb shit you got going on the outside, all right? But I stuck up for you. I said, look, guys, he's really talented in the ring. I respect his work. Mm-hmm. I was trying to keep it chill, man.
Yeah.
Then I find out, you know, because I had already found out a year before that when we did the Philadelphia tour, right? We did Philly.
Yep.
We did that tour down on the East Coast, mm-hmm. right? I had to find out from some fans that Michael Elgin was talking shit about me from fans. Fans approached me and told me that you were talking shit about me, that I hurt you, that I'm unsafe, and I'm this, and I'm not. And I was like, you know what? They're fans. They don't know what they're talking about. So I just kept my mouth shut. Now I got to read that shit on the goddamn news. Are you talking shit about me? Man, Elgin, you son of a bitch, dumb idiot, you. Man, okay, let's get on it. Let's get on it right now. The real reason that dumbass idiot Michael Elgin ain't coming back to Japan is because it's his own damn stupid fault. This idiot, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He was contracted with New Japan Pro Wrestling. He was on a contract. So now our schedule was pretty busy. When contract season was coming up, he still had another year. But this dumbass went and told New Japan, look, my son, I need to go home, spend more time. I can't do this schedule. I need to be home with my son. New Japan, being the family business that they are, said, okay, we'll let you go. Let go of his contract. He went home. Soon after that, he shows up on Impact. New Japan is blown away. What the fuck are you doing? And then from Impact, the following month,
ends up back in Japan working for All Japan.
Yep.
Boom. Elgin, you're the biggest fucking idiot I've ever seen in my life, bro. You're a fucking idiot. Damn fault. Why are you telling everybody that I caused you, that you won't come back to Japan? No, you're your own reason why, man. You fucked that up yourself. How are you going to fucking leave Japan because the schedule is too busy to come back to work in Japan for the rival company? You're a fucking idiot.
That's
the truth.
No, and that's look, the truth. Speaking as someone who's been involved in the wrestling media for a long time, it seemed like he had had some statements earlier within the past, I want to say 6 months, that made it sound like he was going to try and maybe rehab some of the image that he's had. He's not necessarily, you know, been talked about in the kindest manner, like you said, by fans and wrestlers alike. And so it seemed like he was going to try and maybe work out some of the personality differences that he was having with people. And here he is, again, for lack of a better term, shooting himself in the foot. It's like you said, he's been in Impact, he's been in NOAH, he's been in New Japan, and he doesn't seem to stick anywhere. What do you and you're saying it's him?
It is his own damn fault, man. And look, I would have minded my own damn business, gone my own merry way, just been flaming up, smoking up Kenny Omega, you know, Luke Schmallows, all right, and Kyle Schmanderson. I would have done their business by myself solo, but then you had to jump in out of nowhere wanting that smoke. You thought, oh, let me get in on that piece. Maybe I can get my name back in the game. Nah, man, we just buried you. I hate to kick a man while he's down, but you're asking to be kicked, bro. All right? You're asking to be kicked. Now you're changing your stories left and right, bro. It was a plastic fucking chair, man. I did what I was told to do to you because you're a fucking idiot. That's why. All right, that's why.
Wow, there you go. Hey, you're
boom.
Live ammunition here on Thomas Island. It's definitely the high fire round. But we've addressed Elgin kind of leaving New Japan. Being, for lack of a better term, being fired from New Japan. We've addressed, you know, you talk him saying that you injured him. We haven't addressed his third and also very grievous suggestion that you got your push because of your father, which a shameless plug for
holy dumb shit. Okay, all right, we'll start there. Okay, so I've been in New Japan now going on 11 years. Okay, I started in the New Japan system from the bottom. I'm at the dojo, I'm doing everything from the bottom. If I had gotten my push because of my father, I would have been pushed way at the beginning when Carl Anderson, AJ Styles, Prince David, and all of them. But no, I was the fall guy because they needed that. So if I got that push, I would have got it then when Bullet Club was needed, was us. But now here I am. So what do you got to say? My 10 years that I'm not good, that I'm not worth it? I haven't done my fucking job, that I haven't put it in the work in the past 10 years? Huh, Michael Elgin? You, ooh, son of a gun, you, Michael. Elgin. Big small Mike, big dumbass idiot Mike. Oh,
shameless plug for the Thomas Island archives. If you go back and listen to, especially your time in Puerto Rico, your time in the dojo, it really does sound, all respect to Haku, like he threw you into the pool and said, start swimming. Like it was very
100%. Yeah. 100%. That the choice was, you know, I'll say it again. My brother and I started together. Mm-hmm. Now, the plan was to send us into WWE, but my father wanted us to start in New Japan. That was the goal. Go there, start at the bottom. Unfortunately, we went and tried out anyway for WWE. My brother got into WWE, and I went to New Japan, and we both came up that way. But before I even went to Japan, I did the Indies. I did Puerto Rico. I've done it. You can't take that shit away from me. I got proof. It's all over the internet. Come on, Elgin. For you to say that dumb shit, man, come on, bro. Come on, you are dumber than I think, bro. I think you are. You just fucking retard.
Ooh, all right. Let's pull it back now. Twitch has community standards. I've been through them with a fine tooth comb, but we do need to talk about the fact that you've got Elgin talking shit about you. You've got Omega and the Good Brothers poking the bear every chance they can get, and you have a your first tag title defense of your current reign on February 10th against Tai Chi and Zack Sabre Jr. So they're already trying to divide your attention from what should be your goal right now of defending that title and you know, keeping this record-setting reign alive. I mean, how does it feel kind of being in Japan, trying to focus on February 10th and having just all of this stuff coming at you?
Hey, I've grown accustomed to it. I've learned to multitask. And if you want to be at this level, the level that I'm at, you got to learn to multitask, man. I got Iron Finger in one hand and Kenny Omega in the other, and I can do them both right now, man. I can do them both. And Elgin, man, that ain't no worry for me, man. He's already dead, bro. He's already gone. It's like, he's like a fart in the wind right now, bro.
It would be remiss if I didn't say, you got any words for Saber and Tai Chi? Because Tai Chi's calling for your head. He wants your life over you stealing the Iron Finger.
Hey, Tai Chi, like I told stupid ass, big ass, dumb ass Michael Elgin, get in line. Who else wants my head right now, man? Anybody, y'all can get it. You're just gonna have to wait your turn. That's it. Take a ticket and sit your ass down. All right, wait until I call on you. Bow, bow, bow. Me and Iron Fingers from hell. Going into work right now, huh? What? Wait, we're gonna go get a workout in. I just need to put a little pump, man. Get that pump in real quick, man. Huh? Anybody? Hold on. Anybody come up with some new names there for Iron Fingers, man?
I was about to say.
We need new names.
It's been a lot of people kind of reacting to all of the live rounds you've been firing. If you are in the chat, please throw some names for the Iron Fingers for us. Throw some ways that the Good Brothers and Impact can be.
I just saw somebody talking about, where's Enzo? I don't know, man. Last time I smoked him out, man, he never came back. That's it, man. I didn't even have to touch his ass. Smoked him so bad, man. He's gone. Air.
I was gonna say you did that with words. I think you guys were.
Let me tell you right now, my Twitter finger is strong, dog. Ka, ka, yep. Cow. Pow, pow, pow. I be shooting. No blanks, man. No blanks right here. On Twitter, I'm live with this ammo.
You have been for a long time. That's why we needed Thomas Island. We needed to harness it. We needed a shooting range for you to take out some.
Hey, I just saw a name. Aluminum Shock Fist.
Ooh, the Aluminum Shock Fist. There you go. Gorilla Claw, I'm also seeing. Ooh, here we go. Shout out to Bamming for Fingers of Destiny.
Fingers of God. Fingers
of Destiny. There you go.
The Rick James special. Bow. What did the Iron Freaker say to the face?
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
That's it, man. The Rick James special, man. I'm going to call him Iron Rick, man. Iron Rick.
since we're talking about the chat, we got a lot of people asking, where's Jay White? What's going on with Jay White or Jamie, as he called himself in that last promo?
Hey, don't you worry about my man Jay White. He's recouping right now, getting himself together. He'll be back in the game. I got no doubt. There's a reason why we brought him into Bullet Club, man. All right, don't you worry. He'll be all right, man. What's done is done. What's the past is the past with that bullshit that happened to you. But we're back, man. It's okay. We just need to build it back up, huh?
Hell yeah.
Maybe I should give him Iron Fingers to give him some therapy and some shit, huh?
There you go.
Hold the Rick James special, man.
They drew in Tai Chi. They drew in you. It's entirely possible if you let Jay kind of go buck wild with those Iron Fingers. It might reinvigorate something. It might relight that fire. It might bring some of that soul back to him.
Stalingrad right here, bro.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it. The Iron. Well. Tama, you obviously have got to be focused on the back half of the New Beginning Tour. You got a lot on your mind. We appreciate you kind of stopping by, hanging out on Twitch. Want to thank everyone in the chat for coming up with coming up with names for the Iron Fingers. I know we, just based on the stats I'm seeing, we broke some records on viewers tonight. So thank you all for joining us on the Thomas Island Twitch. If you can, join us on the Thomas Island Patreon at patreon.com/Thomas Island. If you become an Islander tier subscriber, you can hang out at the bi-monthly happy hours that we've been doing. We just had our first happy hours this past weekend. How did it feel chatting it up with the Islanders?
It was great, man. I miss everybody, man. We get to chat it up, man. We kind of go behind the wall, lose a little kayfabe in there, and keep it real, keep it 100. But that's a family, man. That's people that's always been supporting us 100 through and through, man. And I appreciate them very much. So join us at patreon.com/Thomas Island. Get to know everybody. It's a community, man. It's all community. It's all love, baby.
Shout out to also our sponsor ExpressVPN, who have been very kind to us. If you need to keep your information safe, if you need to, you know, maybe play around with your Netflix settings so you can watch some of those shows that are only available in Germany or those shows that are only available in Japan, head on over to ExpressVPN. Use our code TAMA. They'll be taking care of you.
That's right. That's what I'm on right now, man. I'm on VPN right now. That's the only way I can watch all my shows. Yep. On my Netflix, man. They stay, you know, they got that bullshit. They got a... you know, the regional stuff blocks, man. Yeah. VPN helps me out, bro.
Absolutely. Every time stuff leaves there, I go to look up where it may have jumped to in the world, just throw in the VPN. I don't even have to get a new subscription. It's great. Thank you again for hanging out with us. As always, Tama, what's your social media? Where can people find you?
Oh shit. I don't know yet, but let me tell you, hold on. We got a new comic, man. To Be the Man Comics. They've been sponsoring us. We got a new comic strip coming out. We've been doing it since last season. We got a new one coming out that we just dropped to only our Patreon members on Thomas Island, but will be released here in a few weeks. But you guys come in and check it out. It's really fun. It's real stories with us that's happened here in a dojo, on a road, or whatever, man. It's real stories. And these guys, To Be the Man Comics, has come through like a champ. Great art. It's so ridiculous how on point they are with the cartoons, man. Much love to them. Thanks a lot, To Be the Man. And go check them out.
Hell yeah. And remember, @Tama_Tonga on Twitter, @GoodBadGuyTamaTonga on Instagram, @Thomas Island on all Instagram, Patreon, Twitter, all that stuff. I'm @RossWBermanIV. Thank you again for joining us on Thomas Island on Twitch. And we will see you all the next time we go live. Thank you all.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to this week's Thomas Island. Find more great Thomas Island content like the Shotgun series, weekly happy hour Zoom calls with Tama, video versions of the podcast, and much, much more at patreon.com/Thomas Island and visit @Thomas Island on Instagram and Twitter.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.